It's called PET MR imaging. The PET part takes pictures of chemical reactions of the brain. The MR part looks at the brain structure and anatomy. Dr. Harry Chugani is the head of neurology at AI DuPont. He says for one particular patient, 21-month-old Bear resident Olivia Matt, the PET MR made a huge difference in determining the best surgery for her.
Because the PET showed the temporal lobe to be involved as well, we were able to do a more extended resection.
That meant surgically removing part of the frontal portion of her brain and a portion of the left temporal lobe. The Matt family says since then, Olivia has rarely had seizures and they are more far apart. Before, she was having up to 30 a day. AI DuPont says the new PET MR is just the first piece of a larger puzzle. They aim to build a huge neuroscience center to help children with autism and other needs. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.